Election 2024 on News Talk.
We spoke to Jack Chambers in Dublin West a little bit earlier. Leo Varadkar, a former Taoiseach, what's the latest from the constituency?
Yeah, how are things? Nice to hear from you, Kieran. So just here in Dublin West, Dean McCurry of Fine Gael has taken the third seat. Fine Gael seat held in Dublin West, which is great. So delighted at that. And my particular thanks to all the residents of Dublin 15, Dublin 7 and Dublin West for sticking with the party and giving us a top-class new TD in the shape of Ian McCurry. Two more seats to be determined. That won't happen now until tomorrow. Think Ruud Coppinger of People for Profit Solidarity is very well placed to take the fourth seat, and then the fifth seat really could go anywhere. Labour in the mix, into Roderick Gorman as well of the Greens. I think Roderick probably has the edge, but really very hard to know.
Yeah, so congratulations on Eimear Curry's election, first of all. There was a sense maybe this morning or mid-morning that the Greens were looking at complete annihilation. Roderick is the only person standing in between them and that at the moment. What is going to determine that final seat? Why do you think he has the edge?
Look at the numbers. I wouldn't write off Catherine Martin and Dublin right down just yet, although it'll be difficult. And then looking at Dublin Bay South, Chris Andrews is in fourth place, but behind him is Social Democrats and the Greens, who combined have 16%, and there'll be spare Fine Gael votes there as well. So you could see Chris Andrews being pipped either by Hazel Chu or by Owen Hayes, I think is the name of the Social Democrat there. Might have that wrong, but certainly here in Dublin West it's transfers. You know, Social Democrats aim to the spare Fianna Fáil votes here as well, from the second Fianna Fáil candidate when she's eliminated. They may favour the government. What is hard to know is whether the Social Democrats might put Labour ahead of the Greens. That's possible too, in which case John Walsh would take the seat rather than Roderick Gorman. But I think on balance Roderick Gorman will hang on, but it's very difficult to know. We probably won't know until well into Sunday.
You and I spoke a number of weeks ago, and you would have had this conversation with others, and I've had it with others in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil about the headwinds that incumbents have faced around the world, and that was the kind of the climate we were in. We seem to have bucked the trend to a degree in this country. Why do you think that is?
Well, it is an internationally significant result on two accounts. One, a government being re-elected, which isn't happening much in the world at the moment, and also the kind of non-performance of the nationalist right or the far right or whatever you want to call them, really not featuring at all at a time when they're doing so well across Europe and across other democracies. So that's going to require, I think, a lot of thought and a lot of consideration as to why that is. I think perhaps in Ireland, you know, the fact that we have been in such a good position financially and fiscally allowed us to do what other governments haven't been able to do, which is, you know, those increases in welfare, the pay increases, the tax cuts, the one-off measures, which I know were criticised by some, but other countries where they're running large deficits haven't been able to do that. Joe Biden, for example, wasn't able to do that in the US because of their very large deficits and high debt in the US. Similarly, in the UK, where, you know, they're cutting budgets. So I think economists who criticise governments for giving people back some of their own money need to maybe think about the politics of it. When you don't do that, you get a swing to populism, and incumbent governments find it very hard to get re-elected.
People who pay close attention to these things will remember 4 years ago and Fianna Fáil going to bed thinking they're going to wake up with eight more seats. Yeah. They woke up with exactly zero of the eight. So it's difficult to kind of pick a number, but what are you thinking at the moment in terms of a final tally? Like high 30s, or would you be willing to say low 40s for Fine Gael?
Yeah, I couldn't say at this stage, and I'd be afraid to, exactly for the reason that you said. I remember at one point this time 5 years ago, it was even suggested that all three main parties could be on exactly 37, and that didn't materialise either. So let's see tomorrow when the votes are counted. It does look like for Fine Gael that, you know, popular vote roughly the same as last time, maybe down a little bit, but we are going to gain seats. So yeah, high 30s, low 40s seems to be the likelihood.
What did you?
I think it's a good result for the Social Democrats. They could be in double digits, and they're doing very well across urban Ireland. Well, look, I don't know if they'd want to be. That's something I suppose they'll have to answer for themselves. And Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together might be quite close, you know, quite close to 87. Although you'd want more than 87 to be sure of a stable government. So, you know, there are a number of options there, and I'm sure the Taoiseach and Tánaiste will talk about them in the days ahead.
You were quite frank 4 years ago about the value of going into opposition for a time. Now, it didn't pan out that way, but that there was, you know, that there was maybe, there comes a point with all political parties that you are in power too long. It kind of, that seems to have been kind of expunged from the Fine Gael party entirely. I mean, why do you think that is?
Well, you know, this time 4 years ago, we were willing to go into opposition. And as it happened, Sinn Féin wasn't able to put together a left-wing government. Fianna Fáil didn't want to go in with Sinn Féin. Then the pandemic happened and we did our duty by the nation and participated in a third coalition in a row, which was unprecedented for us as a party. And I remember at the time, a lot of people, including a number of TDs, said to me, you know, Leo, don't do it. If we go into government again, third coalition in a row, we're going to end up being annihilated in 2024. And that didn't happen. We've held our own in terms of vote share. Looks like we're going to gain seats. Maybe Fine Gael's getting used to the idea of being in government. Our inferiority complex perhaps is finally being expunged. And if we are in a position where we're part of the next government, it'll be four governments in a row. Something that hasn't happened since the Lamas de Valera era, so historically significant in that regard. And also a lot of the TDs who got elected for the first time now, they'll do better next time. They'll have had 4 or 5 years to build a vote, and it might be Fianna Fáil that has the wave of retirements in 4 or 5 years' time. So very hard to predict the future. And one thing I think as well, which in vain, you know, it also shows that being in opposition isn't always so great. You know, they'd nearly 25% of the vote in the last election. It looks like they'll be under 20 in this. Opposition doesn't always mean you get bigger.
I mean, when you try to predict the future, what you look at are kind of trends from the past. And the trend, when you looked at Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the last number of elections, from kind of 2007 onward, was kind of dwindling support. Do you think that has plateaued now? That
not
trend
necessarily.
That it's not necessarily downward anymore.
No, I wouldn't assume that. I think the next 3 to 5 years are going to be challenging. I think they're going to be challenging economically, and I don't think it's going to be a particularly easy time to be in government. That's not to say that the combined vote of the two parties will continue to fall, but I think that's not determined. That's going to be down to events, and most of the events that affect you in politics are not ones under your control. As I often said, I negotiated three programmes for government. None of them mentioned inflation, Brexit, Ukraine, pandemic. So stuff happens.
Stuff certainly does. Events, dear boy, events.
Leo, Sean Defoe here. Is there any bit of you over the last couple of weeks that's been sort of wondering, you know, what if I'd stayed on? What if I was the one leading this campaign? How would we have done?
No. Actually, if anything, the opposite. I'm sort of glad that I didn't. You know, when I took the decision to step down as leader and not to run for the Dáil again, I'd kind of prepared myself for sort of 20% regret and really haven't had that at all. So I think it was definitely the right thing for me. Done my service to the country and my community, and delighted to be passing on to a really great TD here in the form of Eamonn Curry.
Election 2024 on News Talk.